I'm reading this from Huffington Post today. Chicago teachers on day five of a tent strike, writes Rebecca Klein in an article I didn't pay for. They're largely fighting for lower class sizes and commitments from the district to hire more support staff, like nurses and counselors. But the mayor's office has said that the price tag for these demands is untenable, especially in a city facing a severe budget gap. A poll from the Chicago Sun-Times and ABC 7 found that residents were more likely to blame the city for the strike than the teachers. I keep reading that. It doesn't sound that way on the calls and on the text lines, maybe because I've been fanning those flames, but fair enough. A poll from the Sun-Times says this is the city's problem to fix. It's not the teachers that are on strike. And one thing that I've been talking about a lot, maybe too much, is the fact that a lot of the student-athletes are not going to get to play their games. One of our listeners sent me a text, and he said, Solorio, no, this is in an email, Solorio, which is a Chicago public school, is the favorite in the Class 2A soccer, which won a state title in 2017. Solorio is going to be denied taking the field against De La Salle, and De La Salle will get the forfeit win. If they were to play, Solorio would probably win 10-0, this emailer writes. So the team is going to show up at 4:30 this afternoon. They'll have their uniforms on. They'll be standing on the sidelines to play the game. And then they won't be playing because the schools won't let them. And so though they're there and their opponents will be there, it'll be declared a forfeit and they will lose. The kids will be standing right there. Jessica Contreras, back to the Huffington Post story, is the mother of a student who had to sacrifice playoff games as a result of the strike. And she joins us on WGN. Hey, Jessica, it's John Williams. Thanks for joining us today. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing well.
So that's the story. Anything you want to add to sort of what I've been reading there? What are you hearing?
It's basically all true. Our kids are being denied something that they have been working hard, not only this year, but for the past 4 years. I have a senior who's one of the top scorers in CPS at this moment, and he's being denied to play just as well as his teammates. And to see them hurting, as a parent, it hurts tremendously. I sat with my son. We've cried.
Your son?
Because this has been, you know, such a rough season for him. He's been playing hurt. He's been playing sick. Not only him, a lot of the players. A lot of the players sacrifice a lot. And for them to, you know, for them to go through this, it's disgusting. It disgusts me as a parent. You know, I'm not against the strike. I love all the teachers. I love what they do for the students. But at what cost is this strike for? You just sacrifice all these scholarship opportunities for these students. You know, I'm not blaming the teachers. You know, it's nothing but, you know, politics between the mayor, between the CEO, Miss Janice Jackson, you know, the union, and it's destroying these kids. You know, IHSA, you know, not letting them play. And some of these kids are taking it like if it's, you know, it's an insult because all their hard work has been thrown to the garbage.
Yeah. Jessica, your son goes to George Washington, is that correct?
Yes.
Are they going to do what the kids at that other school did? Are they going to stand on the sideline?
We did that yesterday.
Oh, that was yesterday for you? Oh, yeah, that's right.
We showed up at Brooks yesterday with the uniforms on, stood on the field, waited for the team to show up. No team showed up. To my knowledge, if a team shows up and the other team doesn't show up, that means the other team's forfeit. So what does this conclude? Washington should have been handed the win.
But Washington had to forfeit because they're a CPS school. Who was the team that they were scheduled to play that day?
They were scheduled to play the Evergreen Park Mustangs.
And is Evergreen Park a Chicago public school?
No.
So even though they didn't show up, they get the win.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Your son is a senior. I've heard about him and that he is one of the better soccer players in the city. Is there a chance for him to play soccer in college?
Yes.
And
yes, there is.
Has he been? You know, I hear that the kids might lose a scholarship as a result of this, but it seems to me that if a kid is good enough to maybe get to play at a university or college, you know, the scouts already know about him. I presume he's already been talking to schools, right?
Right. But I'm not also fighting for my son. If he has a scholarship, regardless or not, I'm speaking on behalf of all the Washington Patriot parents. That because some of these families don't have the income to send their child to a four-year university. They don't have the access like other families.
Let me ask you this then, Jessica.
I'm speaking on them, on their behalf.
I understand.
Well. I'm defending them.
I understand that. So just to be clear, though, since your son's team forfeited because of the strike, if the strike is settled today, his season is over regardless, right?
At the moment, I am not sure, but I know that if the strike was ended today by 12, I'm assuming they were going to get a chance to play tomorrow. But I think as of now, yeah, our team is definitely done.
Okay.
But we will show up tomorrow to tomorrow's game as well.
Really? The game that you would have been playing or just the next game in the tournament?
The next game.
Yeah. Last thing you want to say, I mean, so we're talking on the radio. A lot of people are listening to you. You're a frustrated parent. What's the last thing you want our listeners to hear, Jessica?
You know, I want them to know that these kids work very hard. And it's not about just the game. It's about the love and the passion and the effort they have put these past 4 years, especially the seniors. It's not about having compassion. It's about them getting out there and showing what they're made of. And unfortunately, you know, and people in higher office are not letting them do so.
What's your son's first name, Jessica?
Angel.
Angel. Oh, that is so. Angel Contreras, George Washington.
No, he's Angel Arizmendiz.
I see. Okay, George Washington. My best to you all. My best to your son. I hope he plays well and much next year and the year after and the year after at some school. But I appreciate your time today.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you guys for allowing me to speak. Thank you.